Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Two political events in Gillette tonight featuring Representative Hageman, Senate candidate Sam Mead. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. It's a busy night for Wyoming politics in Gillette, and two separate events giving residents a chance to hear from candidates and elected officials. U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman is scheduled to speak at a public event tonight at the George Amos Memorial Building. The event begins at 6 p.m. and is open to the public, offering an opportunity for community members to ask questions and hear updates on federal issues impacting Wyoming. Also tonight, U.S. Senate candidate Sam Mead will host a meet and greet at Pokey's Barbecue from 5 to 7 p.m. According to event information, Mead is promoting positions supporting public lands, economic diversity, and job retention, and is inviting residents to stop by for conversation and refreshments. Both events come as Wyoming heads into a high-profile election cycle, with the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Cynthia Lummis, as well as the state's lone U.S. representative seat on the ballot. Representative Harriet Hageman is currently running for Lummis' seat and will be up against Senate candidate Sam Mead. Residents are encouraged to attend either event to engage directly with candidates and elected leaders ahead of the upcoming primary. U.S. Supreme Court redistricting ruling could impact Wyoming election systems. A new U.S. Supreme Court ruling on congressional redistricting could have ripple effects in Wyoming, particularly in areas where race has played a role in how districts are drawn. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a 6-3 decision last week, the court ruled in Louisiana versus Calias that a race-based congressional district in Louisiana was unconstitutional, updating how courts evaluate claims under the Voting Rights Act. The ruling raises the standard requiring stronger evidence that districts were intentionally drawn to disadvantage voters based on race. Legal experts say that shift could affect Wyoming, where past cases have relied on a different interpretation of federal law. One example is Fremont County, where a 2010 federal court ruling replaced at-large county commission elections with a district-based system after tribal members argued the original structure diluted Native American voting strength. Attorney William Perry Penley, who previously defended the county's at-large system, said the new ruling could open the door to revising that decision. However, others cautioned that any changes would require a new legal challenge and are far from certain. State Representative Ken Chestick said, while the ruling adds a higher legal threshold, it does not automatically overturn existing decisions. The ruling could also raise questions about Wyoming's legislative districts. Lawmakers previously acknowledged that House District 33 was drawn in part to maintain a majority Native American population in line with earlier interpretations of the Voting Rights Act. Senator Cale Kaye said that approach may face new scrutiny under the updated standard, though any challenges would likely come during the next redistricting cycle. For now, officials say the ruling's impact in Wyoming remains uncertain, but it could influence future legal challenges and how districts are drawn moving forward. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.